This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use your leadership voice to interview a candidate in a way that accurately reflects the team culture. A practical guide to representing your team honestly when it matters most. In short, your leadership voice in interviews does more than sell a role. It either represents your team culture honestly or misrepresents it, and candidates make life-changing decisions based on what you say. Speak with candor, prepare specific truths about how your team actually works, and trust that the right person will choose you because of the real picture, not despite it. Definition: leadership voice interviews refers to the way a leader uses their tone, language, and presence during hiring conversations to represent team culture accurately to candidates. It is the deliberate act of communicating who your team genuinely is, not just who you wish they were. The cost of getting this wrong. I watched a manager lose 3 strong hires inside a year. Same pattern each time. He interviewed well, spoke confidently about the team, painted a picture of collaboration and support. The candidates accepted. Within 4 months, each one was quietly updating their resume. The team was not bad. It was demanding, fast-moving, and sometimes blunt. Those are not flaws. They are simply the truth of how that group worked. But the manager had never once said that in an interview. He led with the highlights and left out the texture. The cost of misrepresenting your team culture in a hiring conversation is not just a failed hire. It is broken trust, a damaged team, and a candidate who feels deceived. Recruiters call it a poor fit. I call it a failure of leadership voice. Your leadership voice is the single most powerful signal a candidate receives about whether your team is the right place for them. If that voice is performative rather than real, you will attract people who respond to the performance and lose them when they meet the reality. What needs to be true before you sit down with a candidate? No amount of interview skill repairs a leader who does not know what their team culture actually is. Before you open your mouth in that room, 3 things need to be settled. First, you need an honest picture of your team, not the aspirational version you give at all hands meetings. The real one, including how conflict gets handled, how decisions get made, how feedback flows, and what pace feels like on a difficult week. If you are unsure what your team culture actually is, you are not ready to represent it. Reading about how leaders foster a culture of team synergy can help you see your team's operating patterns more clearly before you try to describe them to a stranger. Second, you need to separate what the role requires from what the team demands. A job description covers the work. Your leadership voice covers the environment. Candidates need both, and confusing the two leads to interviews that are accurate about tasks and completely silent about culture. Third, you need to accept that honest representation will cost you some candidates. That is not a failure. That is the system working. You want people who choose your team knowing what it is, not people who accept an offer based on a version of it that does not exist. 6 steps to representing team culture accurately as you interview. Step 1. Write down the truth about your team before you prepare any questions. Sit down the day before an interview and write 3 things that are genuinely good about working on your team. Then write 2 things that are genuinely hard. Not catastrophic, just honestly difficult. For example, we move fast and decisions change. People who need certainty before acting find that exhausting. That sentence is worth more than any list of your team's achievements. Write it down so you can say it plainly when the moment comes. Step 2. Open the interview by setting the frame, not the stage. Most leaders open interviews by describing the company, the team size, and the role objectives. That is a stage set, not a frame. A stage set presence, a frame orients. Your opening should tell the candidate what kind of conversation this will be. Try something like this. I want to give you an accurate picture of what this team is actually like, not just what we aspire to be. That means I'll be direct about the hard parts too. I'd rather you leave today with a real sense of whether this is the right fit for you. That single statement changes the tone of everything that follows. It signals that your leadership voice is built on respect, not recruitment. It also gives the candidate permission to be equally honest with you. Step 3. Use culture-revealing questions, not culture-performing questions. Questions like, "What is your greatest weakness?" reveal almost nothing useful. They produce rehearsed answers, and rehearsed answers tell you nothing about how a person will actually behave on your team. Culture-revealing questions are specific to the real conditions of your environment. If your team operates with minimal oversight, ask, tell me about a time you had to make a significant decision without clear guidance from above. Walk me through what you did. If your team handles frequent conflict well, ask, describe the last time you disagreed openly with a colleague. What did that look and sound like? These are questions only someone who genuinely knows their team can design. They are the natural extension of the truth you wrote down in step 1. Step 4. Name the hard parts out loud. This is where most leaders lose their nerve. They describe the culture's strengths with detail and confidence, then go vague when they reach the difficult terrain. Do not do that. Name the hard parts with the same clarity you bring to the strengths. Our feedback culture is direct. People say what they mean. If you're someone who needs a gentler approach to hear criticism, that adjustment will take some time here. That sentence is not a warning. It is a gift. Effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth, and a candidate who knows what kind of feedback culture they're walking into can make a real choice. Speaking plainly about your team's friction is not disloyalty. It is the mark of a leader who trusts their team enough to represent it honestly. Step 5. Listen for what the candidate does not say. Your leadership voice is not only about speaking. It is equally about what you hear and what you notice. A candidate who goes quiet when you describe the pace of your team, or who asks no questions about how decisions get made, is giving you information. Pay attention to the gap between enthusiasm and curiosity. Enthusiasm is easy to perform. Curiosity about how a team actually operates is harder to fake. The candidate who asks, "How does your team typically handle disagreement between peers?" is showing you something real. That question tells you they are thinking about the environment, not just the title. Strong listening in an interview is not passive. It is deliberate. Ask follow-up questions when something feels incomplete. You mentioned you work well under pressure. Tell me about a time the pressure did not bring out the best in you. That follow-up is where the real conversation begins. Step 6. Close by giving them an honest preview of day 1 to day 90. At the end of the interview, most leaders summarize the role and invite questions. That is fine as far as it goes. But a leader who wants their voice to genuinely represent the team goes one step further. Give the candidate a direct picture of what the first 90 days will actually feel like. Not the onboarding plan. The lived experience. The first month will feel slow because we prioritize relationships over output in the early weeks. By month 2, the pace picks up considerably and you will feel stretched. By month 3, most people either feel like they belong here or they're quietly deciding they do not. That is a preview no job posting can give. It is the kind of honesty that earns trust, and it is the most powerful use of your leadership voice in the entire conversation. When the interview is happening remotely, remote interviews strip away a significant layer of information. You cannot read a room. You cannot catch the small physical hesitations that tell you something important. A candidate cannot sense your team's energy through a screen. This means your language must carry more weight. In a remote interview, where leadership voice needs to be more deliberate about naming things that would otherwise be observed naturally, describe your team's communication norms explicitly. We are a high-text, low-meeting team. Most decisions happen in writing, asynchronously. If you thrive on real-time collaboration, that adjustment will be significant. You also need to name the cultural norms that govern how your remote team handles tension. A candidate in the same room as you can sense whether there is ease or friction in how you speak about certain topics. On a screen, they cannot. Understanding how to de-escalate arguments during meetings gives you the language to describe your team's conflict norms honestly, even when you're separated by a screen. Slow your pace slightly in remote interviews. Silence reads as awkward on video even when it is simply thoughtful. Build in explicit pauses after the candidate speaks and name them. Give me a moment to think about that. It models the kind of reflective communication you want on your team, and it gives you better information. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What leaders get wrong in culture-focused interviews? 3 specific failures come up again and again. Each one is understandable. Each one is correctable. The mistake: presenting only the best version of the team, never the difficult version. Why it happens? Leaders want to win the candidate over. The sales instinct overrides the honesty instinct. What to do instead? Prepare your two hard truths in step one and commit to saying them out loud, even when it feels risky. The mistake. Using the same questions for every candidate regardless of the role or the team's current needs. Why it happens? Generic questions feel safe and professional. They also feel meaningless to an experienced candidate. What to do instead? Build your questions from the real conditions of your team as they exist right now, not from a list you found 3 years ago. The Strong Method for building synergy through every conversation gives you a framework for structuring those questions with purpose. The mistake? Letting the candidate do most of the talking while contributing very little of your own voice. Why it happens? Leaders confuse an interview with an interrogation. They ask and listen, but they do not share. What to do instead? A real culture conversation is too directional. You need to speak clearly about your team so the candidate can evaluate you as much as you evaluate them. You can also look at how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides for a way of thinking about specific behavioral language that transfers directly into how you describe team dynamics in interviews. Your pre-interview preparation checklist. Use this before every hiring conversation. It takes less than 20 minutes and prevents every major failure listed above. Number 1. Write down 3 genuine strengths of your current team culture, with a specific example of each. Number 2. Write down 2 genuine challenges your team faces regularly, in plain language. Number 3. Draft 2 to 3 questions that are specific to those challenges, designed to reveal how the candidate has handled similar conditions. Number 4. Prepare your day 1 to day 90 summary in 2 to 3 sentences. Number 5. Write down your opening frame statement so you can say it naturally. Number 6. Identify 1 recent team situation, positive or difficult, that you can share as a real illustration of how your team operates. It does not need to be polished. It needs to be true. Number 7. Remind yourself of the communication norms your team expects and prepare to name them clearly. If you have been working to improve how your team communicates in structured settings, a look at the role of communication in meeting success can help you articulate those norms precisely. The right person will choose you for the real thing. Every leader I have worked with who struggled to retain new hires had the same blind spot. They believed their job in an interview was to convince. It is not. Your job is to represent. When you use your leadership voice to give a candidate a clear, honest picture of your team culture, something good happens. The people who thrive in that environment lean forward. The people who would struggle start to self-select out, politely and without drama. You end up with fewer offers accepted, and far fewer regrets on either side. This is not a soft skill. It is a practical discipline that sits at the heart of how good teams stay good. Prepare the truth, say it plainly, listen with real attention, and trust the process. Leadership voice interviews done well do not just fill a seat, they build a team. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice in interviews? Leadership voice in interviews is how a leader speaks, listens, and presents their team culture to a candidate. It covers tone, word choice, honesty, and the signals a leader sends about what working on the team is actually like day to day. How do you use your leadership voice to represent team culture honestly? Prepare specific examples of how your team actually operates, including its tensions and its strengths. Speak in direct, plain language. Invite the candidate to ask questions and answer them without a sales pitch. Honest representation attracts people who will thrive, not just accept an offer. Why do leadership voice interviews fail to reflect real team culture? Most leaders default to selling the role rather than describing it. They rehearse the highlights and avoid the hard parts. A candidate who joins under false impressions leaves quickly, taking their time and yours with them. How do you prepare your leadership voice before an interview? Write down 3 things that are genuinely good about your team culture and 2 things that are genuinely hard. Practice saying both out loud. Prepare 1 or 2 questions that reveal how a candidate handles the actual challenges your team faces regularly. How should a leader close a culture-focused interview? Give the candidate unfiltered space to ask anything. Answer every question directly, without spin. Then tell them honestly what the first 90 days will feel like, including the rough edges. Close by inviting them to take time and decide, not by pushing for an immediate yes. Can leadership voice in interviews vary for remote or distributed teams? Yes. Remote interviews remove in-person cues, so a leader must be more deliberate about tone, pacing, and direct language. Name the cultural norms that govern how your remote team communicates, decides, and handles conflict, because candidates cannot observe them naturally in a video call. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Sape Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.